Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome. We are so glad to have you tuned to WBAP. We're here for the next 2 hours to talk about the plants at your place. It's a very easy access, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Robert Borowski is running the boards and answering the phones for me, and he'll get you set and ready to roll. So that's all you have to do, 800-288-WBAP. And numerically, that is 800-288-9227. Lots to talk about today. Most of it will center around the questions that you care to call in. And another thing that we do at the beginning of each hour is we go to our Botanic Garden Report at this time, and 9 o'clock at our Dallas Arboretum Report. Standing by with a report on purple and orange, we have Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. So I decided that I would do a little research on what university has purple and orange, and it comes up University of Evansville, and I thought, how did he think of that one? And then Clemson comes close, Steve. It is at least a land-grant school, which you and I would care a great deal about, but they call their purple regalia. Is that all about you?
That's interesting.
Yeah. They have Clemson orange. They just bought that one, and then regalia. So it's on you now. You take it from here. Set you up.
Yes. Well, I found purple and orange in the garden, so that's all I'm talking about.
I think I like that better.
Speaking of purple, we do have a purple flowering plant in bloom now. In fact, it was spectacular last week, and that is Texas sage, Leucophyllum frutescens. It's a native shrub to West Texas. It's a medium-sized shrub, actually gets about 8 feet tall and wide, the species does. There are some more compact varieties, but silvery to gray-green leaves and then stunning displays of prolific purple blooms from summer into fall. It's sometimes called the barometer bush because flowering is triggered by humidity or high soil moisture after rains. Well, we had cloudy weather this past week, and they were just beautiful. This shrub is extremely drought and heat tolerant and maintenance-free once established. It must have full sun and very well-drained alkaline soil. It's hardy to about 5 degrees. The leaves may become sparse in winter but will reappear with warmer weather. There are many cultivars, including Compacta, White Cloud, Green Cloud, Lynn's Legacy, Rio Bravo. But even the compact ones get about 4 feet tall, so keep that in mind.
It's a beautiful plant. Don't use too much of it because it is very, the gray ones especially, very cold visually. And where it really warms up is when you plant it in front of a dark green background. And really have that nice contrast. Then when it pops into flower, it's pretty spectacular. How many times a summer are you asked, can I fake it and water it and get it to bloom? I get that several times each year, and my experience has been, no, it doesn't work that way. But it doesn't necessarily have to rain. Like you said, it could be a change in humidity or barometric pressure alone.
Yes.
So it's a Senesa, Texas sage, Leucophyllum frutescens. Benny Simpson did his collecting down toward George West, Texas, southwest of San Antonio, and he described, I have never seen them, but described mile after mile of fields of it, just solid. So I'll bet that's beautiful. Flame acanthus is a lovely plant. It's kind of a wispy little thing, isn't it?
No, I love it. It gets about 3 feet tall. It is a woody perennial or kind of a shrub, I guess. It is slightly woody. But it blooms midsummer through frost. It is covered with long, slender, red or orange blooms that hummingbirds love. This is a drought-tolerant plant. It loves the heat. It's a small shrub that works well in the perennial border. It does benefit from periodic shearing or even severe cutting back in late winter. It grows well in sunny, well-drained exposures throughout the state. It's a good choice for sites with poor soils and reflected heat, although supplemental water in the dry summer months will encourage flowering. It is hardy throughout Zone 8 and root hardy in Zone 7.
I mulch mine. I have one. It was a new one last year. I thought I would probably lose it in that extreme cold last winter, and it came through fine. It's back up to about waist high. I love that plant. You know, Steve, I tend to like things like Mexican heather and flame acanthus and other plants that are just kind of understated. Now that
Yes.
flamboyant orange flower kind of takes away the understatement, but what a beautiful plant. I like that one a
Yes.
lot. So that's great. All right, so those two plants are on display at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden along with about 10 billion other plants.
Yes.
And how would they find the overall Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Well, we're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And 24-hour information number?
That is 817-392-5510.
All right. And then the easiest part of it all is the website, and that is fwbg.org, because we're talking about the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, where Steve Huddleston serves as senior horticulturist for, what'd you say, 15 years now?
It'll be 20 years in December.
20 years. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. They are lucky to have you there. That's great. Steve, I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. All right, that report is sponsored by Scott's Fertilizer, Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer. It's very important that you feed during the summer months when southern grasses are growing actively. They need the nutrients. Now, Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is an ideal summer food because of its two-in-one formulation. Its high nitrogen content strengthens the grass during the summer. The added iron is an essential minor element to enhance the natural greening. Green Max contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn. That's guaranteed, in fact. You should apply Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer anytime your lawn needs to be fertilized. It should be on probably 8 or 10-week turnarounds, and you can feed all the way into late September. Well-fed lawns can sustain heat and drought better than underfed lawns. That makes better use of available water. Now, you're going to find all of the Scott's products, including Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer, at your local Lowe's store. Go to scotts.com for more information about Green Max and tips on how you can help your lawn beat the drought this summer. That's Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer, and it's scotts.com. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. All right, our first call today is Mrs. White in Forney. Ms. White, this is Neil Sperry. Good morning.
Thank you. I have a question about replanting sod on the north side of my house where I lost it during that freeze last winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard of the new San Augustine that is in the study or coming out soon. I can't plant till next spring, so I'm wondering, should I plan on using that? Is it close enough to the market to use it? Or what do you think? Just go ahead and use the same Raleigh.
Well, and we have other varieties. Raleigh and Palmetto and Del Mar are three varieties that have been around for a decade, 2 decades, in the case of Raleigh for almost 4 decades, and have pretty good track records in our area.
Right.
The research information that you see on the new variety looks interesting, but I don't know whether it's going to be a lot more money because it's just coming into the marketplace. I don't know, even though it was tested at the A&M Center, I don't know how winter hardy it's going to prove to be in lawns. I just would, before I jump on that bandwagon, I've just made myself a promise when Floratam St. Augustine came out that I would wait several years before I was willing to accept a new St. Augustine variety, just so I don't lead people astray.
Well, of those three that you named with the Raleigh included, do you have a choice of those three?
I have Raleigh, and I replaced it with Raleigh after the freeze of December 23, 1989, when we went below zero in my yard. And I went right back in with more once I could get some. And I noticed also that year that the grass that I had, I refer to it as up along the county road. It's up in a less maintained area of our landscape. We have several acres, and there's an area up there where I had filled an old stump hole with some soil taken out of our yard, and it had some Raleigh St. Augustine in it, and that spread. It spread 75 feet or so over the years, and I didn't mind where it was. It was fine, and that survived, and so I used my own grass to repopulate. It was more hardy where I had not taken as good a care of it, which tells us something. We baby our St. Augustine. It would be a coin toss for me between Raleigh and Del Mar, probably. I have a love-hate relationship with my Raleigh because of TARR, take all root rot. I don't know that Del Mar is particularly more resistant to that, so it would be in one of those two probably now, and this new one may be the answer. I don't know. We just don't know yet.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Good luck with it. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to come back to go to Carl in Fort Worth talking about pecan trees. So there will be. My book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. And, folks, I continue to hear nice things about the book, and I'm really glad about that. I worked starting about a year ago at this time, full-time. I mean, they were seven-day-a-week weeks. It was quite a job. This is not a redo of my complete guide to Texas gardening. And thank you for what I'm about to say. Many of you have that book with the cowboy boots on the cover. This book is absolutely and totally different. It probably has two or three times the amount of information. It has 840 photographs, and that one had 500 photographs, 450, I think. And they were taken 23 years ago. This one is very up to date. It is really the book that I've always wanted to print and or to offer. And the good thing is that I self-published this one, so I got to make the decisions. I got to make the calls on things along with my artist and my editor. They gave me very strong leadership. And so this is the book that we wanted to present to you, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Chapter 1 is basics. Chapter 2 is when to do everything. It's the information I used to have at the bottom of my annual gardening calendars. Month by month, 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit, vegetables, turf grass, it's all in there, wonderfully indexed and beautifully laid out and illustrated. I am thrilled with this book. You will not find it in stores. You will not find it in stores. You will not find it on Amazon. It's available by calling my magazine office or by going to my website. And for a very limited time, you get a really good opportunity. The book is normally $32.95. You can get it for only $28.95. And you have the chance to save almost $10 on my magazine subscription when you buy it with the book. Normally $23.95, it's just $14. And that is going away in just a couple of weeks. So don't delay, call right now. Book alone, $28.95. Book and magazine, $42.95. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. Postage and handling, tax and postage will be added on. Of course, they would have to be, but otherwise, that's a bargain. It is a bargain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Website is neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. The phone number, call between now and 11, 1-800-752-GROW, with an O, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Oh, and they are the best, absolutely the best. So is AgPower, a John Deere dealer since 1972 in McKinney, located now at that fabulous facility, North Central Expressway between Wilmoth and Bloomdale Roads. Let me tell you that AgPower is a sponsor of our annual Crepe Myrtle Trails Run the Trails event coming up, and we thank them very much for that. AgPower sells John Deere, Steel, and Honda brands, including John Deere lawn and garden equipment, including commercial grade Z-Trax. They offer free break-in maintenance with the purchase of select commercial Z-Trax and off-season pricing on select equipment. Steel power equipment from residential grade line trimmers, edgers, hedge trimmers, and much more, used by commercial landscapers and arborists. They have a large selection of steel handheld products and chainsaws for easy startup and for ice cleanup if there's an ice storm. Honda power equipment such as mowers capable of mulching and bagging leaves and or grass to generators and pumps. They service what they sell, and they sell the best. They have certified service technicians right there on staff to help keep your equipment running like new. From now until the end of October, be sure to take advantage of their new John Deere commercial zero-turn mower starting at just $64.99. Also visit them at the Texas State Fair. Look for their State Fair specials until the end of October. Visit their 17,000-square-foot showroom, 8 acres of equipment at 3501 North Central Expressway in McKinney. That's Ag Power McKinney, ag-power.com, 1-800-593-3373.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E-S.
Normally by the beginning of August, it is just really difficult to get any kind of quick turnaround on sprinkler service, foundation service, things like that. But with this year having had some moisture, this is the perfect time to call people like Norway Irrigation. Bill Jensen has been my friend for 44 years. I know the quality and integrity of the man. I know that he has had for all of his business career the desire to maintain a business of a certain size, not to try to conquer the world, but to conquer his domain and to do it really, really well. And he's done that. There's not a soul around who will do a better job of sprinkler design and installation than Norway Irrigation, Bill's company. Norway Irrigation has been in business more than 30 years, 1983. They have served all of the Dallas-Fort Worth and surrounding counties faithfully ever since. They do my sprinkler work, and they are really, really good. They use Weathermatic equipment, so the new designs and installations are the best you're going to get anywhere, and then their service team is outstanding as well. If you're trying to conserve every drop, and you need to, then Norway Irrigation is the company to call. If you're going to have an attractive lawn and landscape and use the minimum amount of water, Norway Irrigation is the company to call. If you want to make sure your sprinkler system is operating properly, even if they did not install it, Norway Irrigation is the company to call. 972-446-3292, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292. We go back to the phones, and we're going to Carl in Fort Worth. Carl, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How can I help you?
My question is on pecan trees. I have about five that I planted about 2 years ago. They're 6-7 foot tall. I wanted to graft in a paper shell, and I've watched a couple of videos on the my iPad, and I didn't know what time of year is the best time to try and do that.
I'm surprised they didn't have that. There are a couple, in addition to the videos, there are some really good fact sheets that Texas A&M has put out that will give you a lot of details, and I'm going to answer your question in just a second. But if you will do a web search for Aggie Horticulture, Texas pecan, inlay pecan bark grafting, that would be one. Aggie Horticulture, just pecan grafting, and you'll find fact sheets that they have reduced now to digital documents, and they give you all of the instructions that way. The budwood is collected in January of the varieties that you want to be grafting, and then the graft is made in the spring. Walmart Nursery has the supplies that you might need. They're in De Leon, Texas, and they do sell budwood if you can't find the varieties that you want. They do collect and store the budwood. It's refrigerated until the proper time to put it on the tree. I am not an accomplished budder grafter. That class I was at Ohio State finishing, trying to finish in 3.5 years, And I was going to have to wait a year. I got closed out of that class, plant propagation. So I took it by exam and got an A in it, but I can't do any of it. I've never been successful at grafting. I will tell you that I just never took the time to learn. I will tell you that the first 100 you do will be the worst 100 you'll do because you'll gain speed. This is all about getting it done quickly before the tissues dry out.
Right. I wanted to do it right the first time because I certainly don't want to destroy my trees in this attempt. I'd rather just leave them alone if I can't do it right. So.
Well, I think you have good hope. You might contact the county extension office in Tarrant County and ask if they have any pecan grafting demonstrations or short courses. Sometimes there will be demonstrations out in pecan orchards. You could also check in Parker and Palo Pinto counties because they have a significant pecan industry in those counties and see what you can find there.
Okay, very well. Is it January? Is that the prime time to trim back your fruit trees? Do some pruning?
Yeah, that would be for peaches and plums primarily, and that is the time, January into very early February. You can actually do it from Christmas on. Christmas in January would be the time, the 6 weeks from Christmas on through into January.
Okay, very well. You've been very helpful.
All right, Carl. Good luck with it. Let us know when they're ready. I'll be over for pie.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, good luck with it. All right, let's go to Joel. Joel is in Decatur. Joel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
I have a question. I have been frustrated trying to get rid of aphids. I've never had aphids in a vegetable garden before until this year. I've been fighting them for about 2 weeks on my squash, cucumbers, and now they've moved to the okra. And I have tried a product from the garden center, and it has been unsuccessful. I spray the top and the bottom side of the leaves. I'm very thorough. That I have just been unsuccessful in getting rid of them.
What is the product?
Neem.
Okay. And to make sure we're talking about the right insect, these are small,
yes.
Colonial in their they colonize, yes. and pear-shaped, right?
Yes. And they cover when they multiply. They almost completely cover the leaf, and then when
they can give rise to new aphids without mating. It's kind of an odd thing. The only time they mate and produce eggs is at the end of the season to get through the winter. So that's how the population can build so quickly. Have you looked at the spinosad products? I think if you'll ask your nurseryman for spinosad, check the label. It is an organic insecticide, and if you'll check the label, I think you'll find aphids on it, and that would be probably a whole lot better than the neem oil. Another thing you can do in many cases with aphids, if they're accessible this way, is just get a pretty good strong stream of water and wash them off the plants. They don't hang on very tightly. They're not embedded on the plant.
Well, I have a pump in sprayer that I have been using, and I don't think it's powerful enough.
I'm talking about a hose.
Off.
I'm just talking about pure water. I'm just talking
pure
about
water.
Put your thumb
okay.
on the end of the hose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't blow holes in the leaves of the squash, you're okay. You don't want to destroy the plants in the process. But those would be my two recommendations. Aphids are usually not a major problem. I think we just all mailed our aphids to you this year.
The first year I've ever had them in my garden.
Yeah, it's unusual. That's the way insects are. I was talking to a plant pathologist about it last night, and I just said, isn't it odd how insects and diseases crescendo. One year they're bad, next year you don't see them at all. So anyway, that's what I would suggest, Joel.
I appreciate your help.
Okay, have a great day. Thanks for calling. All right, Joanne in Fort Worth, I'm coming to you right after, and I can bring light to your life on the red yucca plant and the green apple-looking things that are growing out of it. I can help you with that. I'd like to have a little more time than I have right now, so if you'll stay with us, we will get right to you. Folks, she is the only person ahead of you. If you call right now, that's where you'll be. You'll be in position number two. Number two in NASCAR, not a bad starting spot. 1-800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. 800-288-9227. Call right now, won't you please? Dallas Plumbing Company. I'm going to tell you from my own personal experience, this is the company that does all of our plumbing and heating and air conditioning work. I'm going to tell you about a plan that brings them to your house twice a year to check on your heating and air conditioning equipment. We are members of that plan. I love that plan. Let me just get into the ad. Dallas Plumbing Company has been providing plumbing services to Dallas area homes and businesses since 1903, 111 years serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. That's a lot of years. That is a lot of years. Dallas Plumbing Company has earned multiple awards, including Consumer Choice Award winner, Best Plumber in D Magazine, and the list grows and continues to grow. And, you know, I'm here to tell you that it's a nice family business. The Downs family, now in their fourth generation, they are the owners of Dallas Plumbing, and they make sure that customer satisfaction is always first and foremost. Right now, they offer a twice-a-year cooling and heating maintenance plan. They call it their Silver Star Service Plan, and it is less than about $12 a month, just pennies more than $12 a month. Keep your system running efficiently and problem-free with a Dallas Plumbing Company Air Conditioning and Heating Silver Star Service Plan. $145 a year for one unit. Then if you have two or three units, it's just $95 more per unit. And that goes for homes and businesses. Call Dallas Plumbing Company at 214-340-6300 for more information on their Silver Star Service Plan. They come to your home. They give it a thorough checkup. If there are any repairs needed, they can do them then, and there are savings when you're involved this way. It's just the best way to do business. Dallas Plumbing Company also has a complete kitchen and bath, faucet, and fixture showroom, and it is glorious. If you're thinking about modernizing the look of your house, get by that showroom Monday through Friday all day and Saturday morning at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas, just north of LBJ by about a mile. 11055 Plano Road. For more information, call 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
I'd like to tell you right now about Rogers Tate Financial Services. I know Daryl Tate very, very well. My wife and I have known Daryl for many years. He's very active in our community, Small Business of the Year years ago, and school board president with my wife on his board and friends, and we had a meeting with him about some insurance issues. I can tell you that. I don't think there's anything wrong in telling you that. That was just a few days ago. We purchased some insurance from Daryl. Tate Financial Group has exciting news to announce. Daryl Tate and his friendly and helpful staff have merged with Rainey Rogers and Rogers Financial to form Rogers Tate Financial Services. With combined experience of more than 62 years, Rogers Tate Financial Group can handle just about any circumstance or situation you might have. Rogers Tate Financial Services can guide you through retirement planning, insurance planning of all types for your family. They can also help you with business planning and all types of investments. Try Rogers Tate Financial Services. You'll be glad that you did. For more information about the Rogers Tate Financial Services, call 972-529-3888. That's 972-529-3888. That's Rogers Tate Financial Services, 2111 El Dorado Parkway, Suite 100 in McKinney. 972-529-3888. Our thanks to them for sponsoring our Crepe Myrtle Trails Fun Run 5K and 10K coming up on September 27. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and I'm proud to introduce to you Major Logan. Major, good morning.
Well, good morning. It's 8:34 from the WBAP 24/7 news desk. Atlanta, Georgia is now Ebola Headquarters USA. That story coming up right after our update of traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now, traffic watch. I-35W north of Fort Worth. Northbound and southbound lanes closed near the 287 intersection. That due to construction that's going to be happening through the rest of the weekend should be opening up tomorrow by 6 a.m. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, mostly sunny today all the way through Thursday. A little bit warmer, too, throughout the week. High today, 93. Tonight's low, 73. Currently, 75 degrees. Ebola is the talk of the town in Atlanta. Reporter Scott Kimbler is there.
An American doctor being treated for Ebola at Emory University Hospital, and another patient on the way has all of Atlanta in a buzz. Suzanne says that bringing an Ebola patient to America does not pose the health risk that one might think.
I think the CDC has it well under control. If it does spread, I don't think it's going to be from those two people.
The second patient is expected in Atlanta in a few days.
Israel's military has begun redeploying along its border with Gaza after the government signaled it would reassess its operations. A number of tanks and other vehicles were seen leaving Gaza on Sunday. In a televised address late Saturday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu suggested troops would reassess the operation after completing the demolition of Hamas military tunnels under the border. Security officials said the tunnel mission was winding down. At the same time, Netanyahu warned Hamas would pay an intolerable price if it continued to fire rockets at Israel, and that all options still remain on the table. There is a growing number of people in the faith community wanting to find help for those unaccompanied minors crossing into the United States.
Joining the call of the Catholic Diocese of Dallas is Temple Emmanuel, Rabbi Asher Knight.
This principle permeates all faith traditions. Across the faith and political spectrum, there is an acknowledgement that these children are at risk and they need our help.
He says attorneys and interpreters are needed for children in immigration court. This after it was announced Health and Human Services no longer needs temporary shelters that were being offered by Dallas County. Eric Bushman, 24/7 News.
Again, the high today, 93. It's a very pleasant 75 degrees right now. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
You bet. Thank you, Major, very much. You know, in my next life, if I decide I want to be a newscaster, that's the voice I want to have.
Oh. Well, all right. I'll sell you part of it.
Fun to hear it. Yeah, that's right. I think you got plenty left over. That's good. Thank
you, sir.
Welcome aboard. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Hans, a handsome and sweet guy. Hans is a four-year-old hound mix. You know, I asked once how they determine, and they put them in general categories. They if they have resemblance to a German Shepherd in any way, it'll be a Shepherd mix. This guy is great looking. He just looks like an all-American dog, and just a sweet face. 64 pounds, beautiful brown and black coat, sweetest eyes in town. He's a little shy. He had kind of a tough time. They rescued him and brought him in. They've had him for 3 months, and they've been working with him to bring out some of the self-confidence. And Hans is ready to go now. He deserves the best new life ever. If you're looking for a new best canine friend, you really ought to go out to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney and meet Hans today. He is the best family pet around. Now, let me tell you, these folks do miraculous things with dogs. You hear about the rescues, and that's usually where they end up. And the volunteers out there work with them. Hans was rescued May 8, so that's almost 3 months ago, and this is the first time that they have listed him with me to mention to you to try to get him a nice home. He deserves it, and he'll be a sweet boy. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. All the pets at the SPCA of Texas have been neutered, microchipped. They've all had their age-appropriate vaccines, and they are at 8411 Stacy Road, 8411 Stacy, Farm to Market 720. That's just east of Custer in southwest McKinney. Craig Ranch is just south of them. If you're on Stacy, it's going to be just before you get to Custer if you're headed west, or just after you pass Custer if you're coming from the west from Frisco on Main Street. Regular hours, noon to 6, 7 days a week. Again, 8411 Stacy Road. The Dallas shelter, also noon to 6, 7 days a week, is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. And I hope that you will go out and adopt a shelter animal. I'm a shelter animal. I was adopted. This is the kind of dog you get. All right, we'll be back with more after these.
This is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers. Garden and koi ponds are the focal point of the best landscapes. The water lilies and lotus are blooming and new fish have arrived. So come to Dixon Brothers and get some of the most beautiful aquatic plants for your pond. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water and has amazing displays of fountains, disappearing water features, ponds, and water gardens to inspire you. Visit the 20,000 square foot showroom and see these displays. Ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature at your home. Then you can sit back and enjoy that soothing sound of a waterfall, or relax and watch the light sparkle off the water of a decorative urn after a hard day's work. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. That's DICKSON.
Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve. They've been serving the Metroplex with the very finest in tree care since 1981. There is no topic about which I get more inquiries about, Neil, who is a really good, and you could insert any profession you want there, and this is the number one, equal to all the rest put together. Who's a really good tree service person? And I'm thinking, come on, listen to my radio program, because I tell you that on my radio program. They're on my homepage, on my website. They have a full-page ad in my magazine. Come on. It's Arborological Services. And it's possible that people don't understand the meaning of that name. Arborological is a forestry term. It is a very legitimate forestry term, talking about things that relate to trees, obviously. Arborological Services, these people are beady-eyed serious about trees. When they come to your home or your place of work, they are going to save the trees if there is any way to save the trees. They're going to keep the trees the most healthy, the healthiest, the most vigorous that any company possibly can. They win the awards, they win the championships, they have proved themselves year after year after year. I tell you, year after year, 20 some years now, I've told you about Arborological Services. Now, they have condensed all of their phone numbers. Used to have one for Tarrant County, one for Dallas County, one toll free, all that yakety yak. Took half the ad. 866-552-7267. They are a local company. That's all they ever want to be, but it has a toll-free number. 866-552-7267. Arborological.com. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts. Arborological Services, Arborological.com. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. Let me look on my laptop quickly here, just out of curiosity. Indeed, about to roll a five-digit dial on our Facebook friend count. That'll be fun when that happens. Let's go to Joanne in Fort Worth. This is Neil. Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. I only have one of these yucca plants, and I love it very much. And when I saw these little apples on it, it scared me. I hope it's not dying.
Not dying. Those are the fruit.
Does it reproduce from those? Will I have more little plants, or is it just the flower?
Well, the flower yields the fruit, just as it would on other plants. On a tomato, for example, or something. And
right.
If you wanted to plant the seeds out of those once they are ripe, you would get more red yucca. Now, I don't know which red yucca you have selected, which one you planted. If you have an improved variety, and there are some that have deeper red color, for example, when you plant those seeds, you will not necessarily get the same thing back. But I would guess that probably you have standard red yucca, and you'll probably get more of the very same thing. It'll take several years for them to get big enough to bloom, but that's what those are. That's just the fruit with the seeds inside.
So it's just normal then.
It's absolutely normal. Yep.
I was afraid it was dying.
It's not dying.
You're
going to do fine. You can go worry about something. You're as bad as I am.
Yeah, my plan. I love it.
I get called Mr. Paranoia.
There you are.
Yep. Have a sunny Sunday. Thanks for calling, Joanne. Bye-bye.
Let's
go to Caesar in Rowlett. Caesar, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I need to ask you just a couple questions.
Sure.
Number one, when is the appropriate time to prune oleanders?
Okay, oleanders are like all other spring-flowering shrubs and vines. You prune them immediately after they bloom. If they happen not to bloom in a given year, you prune them right after they should have flowered. So in the case of oleanders, that's going to be in late May or early June.
Okay. And the other question is, I have about five yucca plants in my garden, and I have noticed that there is some weeds, but you know, what is the name of the grass? Not Bermuda grass, growing in between the yucca, like, you know, it has just come up, like they were rooted right there. How do I get rid of the Bermuda grass?
Well, it's not going to be easy. A lot of it depends on how much room you have between the yucca plant. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were talking. A lot of it depends on how far apart the yucca plants are, but if you have clear shot at the Bermuda, you can use a glyphosate weed killer, the plain glyphosate without any other active ingredients, no other types of weed killer mixed into it, just the glyphosate. It is not active in the soil. It has to go in through green leaf tissues or stem tissues to do damage. If you have a clear access, you could use a pump sprayer, a 2-gallon pump sprayer, to apply the glyphosate specifically to the Bermuda. It will not contaminate soil, won't hurt the yucca unless you let it spray onto the yucca. If you don't have a good clear shot, perhaps you can create one by taking a very thin sheet of plywood, small sheet of plywood, and using it as a protection, as a baffle. You'd slide it in a gentle angle and lift the yucca leaves up and out of the way, spray the Bermuda, and then let the yucca come back down atop. And that can work. Without seeing it, it's hard to give you a good answer, but your secret is going to be in glyphosate. That's the most effective Bermuda killer that we have. And if you get a product that, like the original Roundup was only glyphosate with water in it, and if you get that, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right.
What, can I ask one more question?
Well, yeah, call me back if it's a different topic. If it's on that, certainly.
No, and it was a different topic.
Yeah, call me back if you will. I normally just take one topic per call. It helps a lot. Okay. Thank you much. I appreciate that. Let me look. David, I'll come right to you. David in Dallas with a question on Yaupon hollies that got cut down by the pool. We'll come to that right after I tell you about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Folks, if you don't have my book, I hope that you will get it because it will help you a great deal as you prepare for fall landscaping. People ask me, what is the best time of year to plant new trees and shrubs? And invariably, I will always tell them, October is the very best time. So that means it's a good time for planting those plantings right now. And my book will help you do exactly that with a chapter on the basics of soil preparation, temperatures, how to cope with them, the rainfall map of the state of Texas, temperature maps of the state of Texas, all of that basic information, how to pick the right fertilizer, et cetera, et cetera. That's chapter one. Chapter two is when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Do you know when to plant daffodil bulbs? Do you know when to plant tulip bulbs? They are not at all the same time, even though they bloom a week apart in the spring. That's an example. There are 48 pages of when to do things in the chapter two. Chapter three is trees, and chapter four is shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, and then fruit and vegetables. Took a month or more for each of these chapters for me to write each of these chapters and to get all the photographs ready. They're all my photos with two exceptions, and 840 of the photographs. So this is not a redo of my old book. This is brand new and so much more user-friendly. Multi-page charts to help you pick the best plants quickly. Now, I self-published Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, therefore it is not in stores. I did not want to go through the agony of going through distributors and having to believe royalty statements. It doesn't work. I'm here to tell you that's why so many authors have said no to publishers, getting away and self-publishing. It's the only way you can feel like you haven't been looted. I'm sorry, personal opinion. But anyway, I guarantee your satisfaction with my book, or I'll refund every penny. My name is on that, and you can get it for only $28.95, satisfaction guaranteed. It would be $32.95. It's on sale for a very limited time, and there's an even better price, and that is if you buy my magazine with the book, it normally would be a $56.90 value. You pay only $42.95. You get the magazine for $14, almost $10 off the regular price. So it's book alone, $28.95, book and magazine for $42.95, plus tax and postage. But but you must call before 11 today, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. You can order anytime today at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future. One day.
Oh, that's a wonderful school, and you're going to hear more about it as we get the school year up and running. We have a big project we're going to be telling you about. Wortham Brothers Roofing, leaders in their industry. Wortham Brothers Roofing Company was established in 1986 to provide the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. Now, that is 27 years in the business and more than 60,000 roofs. Yes, they do a lot of roofs. I did the math on that, and I visited with them, and they do big contracts. That's a real number. Through education, certification programs, and strong quality control programs, they meet their goal and every homeowner, and it's backed with a 10-year labor warranty. You're going to like Wortham Brothers. Texas is no stranger to severe storms causing heavy damage to thousands of local roofs. We've had a lot of storms this summer even. They can pop up quickly with wind and hail, and they can reduce and damage your roof badly. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788 to schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. That's wbroofing.com. Very easy to get a hold of them. It's Wortham Brothers Roofing. That's how you get that, wbroofing.com. Many insurance companies have time limits on filing a claim for storm damage, so call Wortham Brothers at 972-562-5788 or go to wbroofing.com for a complete listing of roofing services. Have your roof inspected before your claim expires, before you list your home, and before you change insurance carriers. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, or visit wbroofing.com. A good roof is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. Choose Wortham Brothers Roofing. That's a good choice. wbroofing.com. And it's back to the phone lines, and let me close down a screen. I was doing a little bit of looking at something else. Yeah, David in Dallas. Thank you, Robert. David in Dallas, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a question. I had four yopons around my pool for 34 years, and I recently had them cut down to the ground. My question is, how can I eliminate the little baby sprouts that are coming around the stumps.
All right, so in other words, you are out of the eel pond business, or hope to be.
Well, after that many years, they made such a mess. Now my pool looks a lot better without dropping everything.
Okay, I understand.
I did look on the internet, sir, and they said, you know, drill holes around the edges.
Well, not around the edges. As far as I'm concerned, drill holes into the stumps.
Well, into the stumps, right next to the edge, right next to the bar.
I wouldn't do that. I would just drill holes into the stump all around, just checkerboarded across the stump. And these are going to be holes about the size of a pencil and about 2 inches deep. And then you would pour a broadleafed weed killer into each of those holes. Probably an eyedropper is the easiest way to do it, and just fill the hole. Each hole with that concentrate form of the broadleafed weed killer. It'll soak into the stump, it'll be carried out to the roots, and it will kill the root sprouts.
What about commercial Roundup, sir?
Well, Roundup, I don't know what people mean by commercial Roundup, because Roundup is a family of many different products. And, you know, it's like saying, what about Chevrolet? I suggest that you get a new pickup, and you say, well, what about Chevrolet? And I say, well, if you get a Chevrolet pickup, then we're good. If you get Roundup that it has a broadleafed weed killer additive, just the opposite of what I told the man a minute ago, you know, where I was telling him get glyphosate only. If you ask for a broadleafed weed killer, the operative is if it has 2,4-D in it, it's going to be a broadleafed weed killer. I know you're good if you get something that has 2,4-D in it. That's the one.
Okay.
That's just a guidepost.
Okay. Do I do it more than once if they come back?
Well, if they come back, you'll have to do it more than once. Usually they don't come back.
Okay.
Yeah. And put ample holes in there. Don't get close to the edge. What you don't want to do is to have this stuff have any kind of a crack to the outside world and have this stuff leak out. You want to have it soak into the trunk, into the stump.
I understand.
All right, you can do it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for
your
time.
Thank you, David.
Sir.
You bet. All right, let's see. Let me look at my time. We'll go to Justin in Eustis. Justin, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning.
How may I help?
We've got an issue with briars. I mean, we're short of cutting them down at the ground and then continuing to mow every week. They just continue to keep growing and growing.
Let me tell you how I got rid of about 5 acres of them. That Smilax is the briar, S-M-I-L-A-X. Smilax leaves are extremely glossy, and so it is difficult to get a broadleafed weed killer spray on them. And there aren't very many of those leaves, so it's difficult to get enough of that broadleafed weed killer spray onto the leaves and to hold on the leaves to kill the plant. I bypass that. Normally with any weed, I will recommend using the appropriate spray. But in the case of Smilax, it's not a practical solution. On my 5 acres of briars that we had when we bought our property, I hired my neighbor, who just moved, in fact, after 37 years or 38 years ago, I had him brush hog those 5 acres, and probably 1% came back. And I hand dig those that do come back. That's the only way to get rid of Smilax. You just have to get that root system out. But after you do it the first year, it is a piece of cake. It's very easy to get rid of them once you get most of them out of there. There's no spray that's going to work for you. Justin, we're going to put you on hold. I think that gives you everything I have. There's a lot on my website if you want to look a little bit more, but we'll make sure. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.